Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Stevie Dan bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be able to talk to you with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, about a dozen years now. He's been joining us, talking to us about things that might be slipping, you know, under our gaze. We might be missing, like opportunities with intangible assets, with intellectual property, that whole area of our business that's powerful, has great growth potential, but which we don't always see. And, you know, one of the things, Andrew, by the way, folks, Andrew points all this out. He lays it out in a very simple way. Even I can understand when he talks about this in his book, Harvesting Intangible Assets. That's brand new, by the way, isn't it, Andrew? Tell us where it's available.
It's available on Amazon.com. It just came out about a little less than a month ago. It's already got 64 customer reviews, and just could not be here with the response to the book. And please, if you're listening to this show, check it out. Makes a great Christmas stocking stuffer, and I'm hoping, more importantly, that it inspires and unleashes this pent up energy that Jim talked about at the beginning of the show.
What I'd like to do, recommend, folks, is you take the book. And have your key employees read the book, and then after they're through, then have a little session with your team, and just ask them, okay, guys, where is, you know, let's do our own audit. Let's do this audit that Andrew talks about, and let's look around our company, and what are we doing that we're not appreciating, we're not recognizing, we're doing it, we're creating these things. And we're using it to some extent, but maybe not to the degree that it could be. There could be some low hanging fruit there, Andrew. As you say, coins in the sofa. That's really a lot of it would, for a small business, would be in that category, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, if you look at the great inventions of all time, I mean, you know, the ratchet wrench with Sears came from, you know, a suggestion made in the suggestion box when they used to have a physical suggestion box. You know, the Big Mac was invented by one of McDonald's franchisees who still to this day collects royalties for it. I mean, most of these great ideas come from the field. But if you don't give the field, right, and after all, what is a field? And another analogy and metaphor to agrarianism. But if you don't give the field a chance to speak up, if it won't talk, you know, that's the whole point.
You know, Andrew, there's a great story. I'm trying to think of the guy's first name. He was one of the VPs with – actually, I think he was the president of Starbucks for a while. Bihar is his last name. I'm trying to think of his first name. But he's been on my show talking about this. He tells a wonderful story about visiting with one of their managers – one of the Starbucks managers down in Los Angeles, and she showed him this drink that she had been making and selling. It wasn't even on the menu. It was not even approved. And she finally convinced him to take it back to the headquarters and test it out. They didn't like it, and they turned her down. She kept making it, kept being successful with it. Turned out it was the Frappuccino.
Yeah, well,
how many Frappuccinos
would have gone to waste and rotted on the vine if she wasn't persistent. That's a beautiful example of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is a very important point because I know we're running out of valuable minutes, but very important point. This is not the exclusive domain of big business. This is fair game for every single one of America's small business owners and entrepreneurs. In fact, in many cases, these things were begun by small companies that then later became big. I mean, how do you think you go from small to big but to harvest your intangible assets? That's the whole point of the discussion.
Well, and the thing is, folks, as you've heard me say over the years many times, Andrew too, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do, I don't care how small you are, you have intangible assets. Now, how Absolutely. Powerful they are, the potential they have, how many you have, that's by, you know, everybody's different. But you have them, and I don't, what you do with them is your business. All Andrew and I want you to do is recognize them, identify them, and maybe even, Andrew, maybe just be prepared to defend them against somebody else who might take them.
Absolutely. But these assets, you know, all of our politicians are yakking about how we're going to get the economy jump started. One thing none of them are talking about is this, and these intangible assets can create jobs and tax revenues and innovation, yep. ways to improve our society. And just like you said at the beginning, these
Andrew,
things
I got
are part of that force.
I got to wrap it up, Andrew. Andrew Sherman, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.